From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. In a few moments, a Yale psychologist and a 16-year-old who've created a new program for Facebook to give kids the words they need to respond to hurtful posts.
But first to that Southwest Airlines jet that slammed into the runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. It has been taken to a hangar for investigation. The runways have been reopened. The Boeing 737 took a nosedive on the runway after the front landing gear, also known as the nose wheel, malfunctioned during landing. The plane was arriving from Nashville. Passengers say there was a sudden jolt, a bounce, sparks flew, and then the plane skidded to rest in the grass, and people had to get off the plane on emergency slides. At least 10 were injured. So is landing gear something that needs to be looked at more carefully by safety experts? For answers, let's bring in Kevin Hyatt, president and CEO of the nonprofit Flight Safety Foundation. He's also a former Delta pilot. And Kevin, as you look at this case and what we know about it, what do you think went wrong here?
Well, you know, it's a little bit early to speculate, but obviously the nose gear collapsed and it collapsed on the landing. So I think the investigation will probably focus on that particular area. Generally speaking, in this particular case, the pilots did a good job. They kept the aircraft from veering, you know, rapidly off to the right or left, and the aircraft eventually did veer slightly off of the runway toward the final stages of the landing. But, you know, as a general rule, this is not a common occurrence.
Although when we see that plane, and there's some video that we've seen of this plane sort of skidding along the runway with sparks flying, especially in the wake of what just happened in San Francisco, where the plane caught fire after landing, should we be concerned that this could have been a much more serious problem than it was?
Well, it always has the potential of becoming much worse than it really is, but in this particular case, the main gear had no problems, and so the aircraft was able to stay, you know, up off of the ground, and the engines did not strike the ground, and the wings didn't strike the ground. And once the aircraft came to a stop, really there was no other hazard at the moment with fire, because there was nothing else to catch on fire.
There have been a number of situations over the last several years in which aircraft were forced to circle around the airport because their landing gear wasn't functioning properly. I want you to listen to one that happened almost a decade ago in Los Angeles. Let's listen to that.
It's coming down, as you can see, very gently at this point. Rescue vehicles, okay, it is right over the runway right now.
There it is.
Let's watch.
So that plane did safely land, although there were sparks and there was smoke underneath it. That was from Fox News. No one was injured then, but it does seem like this is something that happens occasionally.
Well, it does happen occasionally, and there are procedures if the nose wheel or any of the main gear don't come down and you're aware of it in the air. You have what's called a gear unsafe light. And you're able to go through a procedure to put the gear down, as we would say in aviation terms, manually. Usually that rectifies the situation. Now, if you're still not able to put the gear down manually as per the instructions and the checklist, then you go into another part of the procedure, which would be preparing to do, you know, a landing with whatever gear you did have available and brief your flight attendants, obviously brief air traffic control, and then also have your emergency response people ready to get to the aircraft.
Obviously, none of these incidents are related, but there have been several incidents on the ground with aircraft in the recent months. There was the Asiana crash, of course. There was the fire at the airport in London on the Ethiopian Airlines plane. And now this. Can you piece anything together here? Is there something that needs to be changed?
You know, the one takeaway, I think, for all of the listeners and the passengers would be the fact that pay attention to what the aircraft is doing on the ground during taxi in or taxi out or takeoff or landing. Takeoff and landing is the most hazardous time of any flight. We've made it flawlessly safe. However, some situational awareness as to what's happening in the aircraft, knowing where you're sitting in that aircraft in order to get to an emergency exit, these are all things that could really be to your benefit.
Have you ever had to do an emergency landing?
I've done an emergency landing with an unsafe gear light. We had to put the landing gear down manually, as I said, and everything worked out just fine.
That's the way you want it to be.
That's right. That's why I'm here to talk to you today.
Kevin Hyatt, president and CEO of the Flight Safety Foundation. He's also a former Delta pilot. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you.